How did cryptocurrency come about? It's easy to assume digital currency has been around since the late 1990s. That's about the time the internet really took off in the public eye, and people started making bill payments and purchases online. So it might be surprising to learn cryptocurrency wasn't even discussed as a concept until 2008. That was when Satoshi Nakamoto outlined the principles and functions of what would be developed and introduced as Bitcoin the following year. The legendary, but anonymous, Satoshi Nakamoto, a software developer and inventor at the time, published a paper called Bitcoin for a Peer-to-Peer Payment Method. The paper was titled Bitcoin, a Peer-to-Peer Electronic Cash System. The paper's abstract says that Bitcoin is purely a peer-to-peer version of electronic cash, and it will allow online payments to be sent directly from one party to another party without going through a financial institution. Digital signatures provide part of the solution, but the main benefits are lost if a third party is still required to prevent double spending. He continued by saying, "We propose a solution to double spending problem using a peer-to-peer network. The network timestamps transactions by hashing them into an ongoing chain of hashed base proof of work, forming a record that cannot be changed without redoing the proof of work. The longest chain not only serves as a proof of the sequence of the events witnessed, but proves that it came from the largest pool of CPU power. As long as a majority of CPU powers is controlled by nodes that are not cooperating to attack the network, they will generate the longest chain and outpace attackers. The network itself requires minimal structure. Messages are broadcast on a best effort basis, and nodes can leave and rejoin the network at will, accepting the longest proof-of-work chain as proof of what happened while they were gone." Although Bitcoin was the first ever official cryptocurrency, the big fish in a small pond for about 2 years, it was literally the only fish. No wonder most people think only of Bitcoin when they hear others talk of digital currencies or cryptocurrencies. They were the first and got all the media attention for the longest time. More players have emerged, of course. Since 2011, digital currencies such as Litecoin, Peercoin, Novacoin, and Namecoin, to name just a few, have made their presence known. There are now about 900 different kinds of cryptocurrencies, and that number's likely to grow. But looking at what cryptocurrency offers, the promise of a cost-effective transaction, as opposed to the frivolous fees charged customers both for online and offline deals, as well as its decentralized nature, it doesn't really matter whether or not the true identity of its founder is verified or not. Even though no one knows exactly who he is, his identity is irrelevant, and it is only useful for historical records. What is a cryptocurrency address? Just like a literal address helps others locate and confirm your ownership of a property, so is the cryptocurrency address. It is unique for every customer. It is a public address that utilizes a number of unique characters to receive cryptocurrencies. It proves your ownership because each of this public address has a matching, corresponding private address linked to it. And this private address is also linked to the digital ledger, the blockchain. It is just like a special mailbox through which you receive currencies instead of emails.